Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources tell ABC News that a plan to fold the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is well underway, which contradicts Secretary Marco Rubio's letter that called the move a possibility. Point man on government efficiency, Elon Musk essentially shut down the operation. Jeremy Kneindike is past leader at USAID.
An unelected private citizen with cover from the president can go in and just destroy an independent federal agency without any sort of congressional oversight, without any sort of restraints from the law. That is a really, really dangerous playbook.
The Senate confirmed Chris Wright's nomination for energy secretary. The fossil fuel exec has been one of that industry's loudest voices against fighting climate change. After extracting concessions from Canada and Mexico, President Trump paused 25% tariffs on their exports for at least a month. This is ABC News. For the first time in nearly a month because of the fires, the Pacific Coast Highway in Los Angeles reopened.
But non-residents are being told they should stay away because the PCH is down to one lane in each direction. The speed limit is 25 miles an hour, and there's no stopping and taking pictures allowed. And still, to get into Pacific Palisades, it is residents only to prevent gawkers and looters.
ABC's Alex Stone. Death with dignity? Illinois and Tennessee lawmakers join 19 other states in the debate.
With Roe v. Wade off the books, abortion rights opponents like attorney and lobbyist Will Brewer have shifted their efforts to physician-assisted dying proposals, like the one in Tennessee.
We keep people from committing suicide when they're healthy. Why are we going to aid somebody in suicide in a different scenario?
10 states do allow the practice. In California, more than 3,300 terminally ill patients took their own lives with the help of a physician between 2016 and 2022. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and request a credit freeze. To search up the term credit freeze, you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get involved. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit like a loan by contacting each bureau. For more money tips, check out WorkMoney.org or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, 88285. Until next time, this is Gary Jones.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Turnovers kill the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Memphis out-rebounded the Bucks, 61-36. That just happened. Bucks left the game slip away in the fourth quarter. Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I mean, you get down a stretch of games. In the closing game, you got to take care of the ball. You know, it's important to make sure that you get a shot on every possession. Make sure you can win the game.
Memphis has now beat Milwaukee the last seven times in a row, dating back to January of 2022. And now the Bucks play the Thunder tonight, Oklahoma City, in men's speed skating at the Pettit Ice Center in Milwaukee. Eric Stoll with a second-place silver medal in the 500 meters. That snapped the streak of 22 wins in competition. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles rise in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. That's coming up this Sunday night, kickoff at 5:30. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Grammys are in the books. And the big news of the night was that Beyonce, no last name, won Album of the Year for her country-themed album, Album of Heart. Beyonce drew 11 nominations, which gave her 99 all-time and also made her the most nominated Grammy artist ever. Mrs. No Last Name also won Best Country Music Album of the Year. Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist. Brandi Carpenter won Best Pop Vocal of the Year for Sure. short and sweet. Best rap album went to Doechii for Alligator Bites Never Heal. Other big talking points from the 67th Grammys, a moving tribute to L.A. firefighters who presented the last award of the night. And Taylor Swift did not win one single award. You have to wonder if Travis Kelce will still dig her in the big way. She'll be back. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight as lows drop to the upper single digits. Wind chills around 0 to 5 below thanks to a gusty northwest wind. Plenty of clouds Tuesday, highs in the upper teens to lower 20s. A wintry mix Wednesday. Right now it's 22.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media and WGBW rock star Nikki Zerjev and treasure hunter Bill Blackwell. With a name like Blackwell, you have to be a treasure hunter. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for that lead-in, Todd Michaels.
Well,
Conrad, how are you?
I'm good. I gotta say, happy birthday to my mom.
Hey, happy birthday to Paul.
Yes.
Can you say how old she is?
I am not permitted. Okay, actually, she turned 32.
Wow. That makes you, what, comfortably nine?
Somewhere over there.
Happy birthday, Paul. In Florida, right?
Yep.
So she is happy.
Yeah, they went to Universal Studios.
Yeah. Where are they living now? They were in Key West.
Oh, they're in Hollywood.
Oh, that's quite a bit farther north.
Oh, yeah.
They could get snow there. Did they get that snow a few weeks ago?
I don't believe so, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's... I saw some videos of that on Instagram and stuff. They, like, didn't know how to react. What is this?
Well, happy birthday to Paul. That's great. One of our favorite texters and one of Conrad's favorite mothers. So great to hope you have a great day. This is crazy because we have a good show tonight, by the way. First of all, this is a great way to kick off. Great guest this week, folks. I'm so glad you guys are tuning in because we are in for six more weeks of winter, apparently, thanks to Punxsutawney Phil, kiss my you-know-what, frankly, for bringing us six more weeks of winter. On cue, we got like 5 inches of snow last night. I had to shovel, really, for the first time this year, which I haven't even done. It's as if lately you've been show, standing my buddy paused my driveway for me. But man, what a kick in the teeth.
Yeah, this morning I was about to go to the gym, and my motivation was at 100%. And then I just look outside the window, and it went to zero immediately. After I saw that there was cars just full of snow, I'm like, okay, I don't want to go outside anymore.
But you know what? Rick Rameau was on the show last Wednesday, Thursday, and she said, teamed up on this one. But anyway, we have snow. It's very beautiful. It's not too terrible outside, but I did not have much of a weekend, I will say. I just, you know what? Hold on. Before we move on, let's do, I think Punxsutawney Phil is our question. So let's roll.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Okay.
Are you happy with Punxsutawney Phil? And six more weeks of winter. It might sound like an easy question. Most people would probably say no. But I am curious, because there are people like me who talked about last week. I have friends in Marinette who love winter.
Tell me what's
they do these bicycle races out on the bay every day where I live. And dirt track. Power Racing or whatever it is in the snow, but it's on ice. And they have power races. I've been to 200 people with older cars on this. So some people love them, I don't. So that is tonight's question. Are you happy with Punxsutawney Phil? Are you happy with some cars? Let us know. And if so, how are you going to get through it? You can share that too. You like to ice fish? I hope so. We have a lot of winter here. You got to do something. I really feel like I should take up cross-country skiing. I'm not a downhill guy. Don't want to break a bone. But I don't mind being inside. But let us know how you feel about Punxsutawney Phil's prediction. Groundhog Day yesterday. Just our question tonight, 855-752-4848, 855-752. We have so much fun with this one. First Punxsutawney Phil. That's around to your own. But let us know how you feel. So
on Facebook, we're under WISS, WGBW, and Chihuahua. On YouTube, it's Civic Media, or WGBW. And on Twitter, it's
CivicMedia. Very well said. All right, so let us know. Be part of the show. Love it when you guys are part of the show. You can text us on the app. That's always easy. Or on the screen. Text us any way you can. I want my baby. Fun show tonight. We have comedian Eli Will. He'll be here at 6:35. He's a Nashville stand-up comic. He also does radio. He hosts a podcast that's comedy-related. The guy is all things comedy. So we'll talk to Eli at 6:35. And then our pal Frank Anderson will be here at 7:20. Frank is a producer, a musician, a director. He's a very talented plays with Butch Big, quite a few of Butch's bands. He also founded a website, one of my favorite websites to look at, and you should too, since you're a Wisconsinite, Wisconsinology.com. Frank's got so much great information about Wisconsin. Tall tales, interesting facts, fun stories, scary stories, Wisconsinology.com. Frank will be here at 7:20. We're going to talk a little bit about Bob Dylan, since Frank has a music background. And we're going to talk about cockfighting. It's something that had to be done eventually on the show, folks. I can't go a whole year without talking about cockfighting. Before we get too excited, Conrad, it is illegal.
Yeah, dude.
You ever place money on bird fighting or any kind of chicken fighting?
I don't think I should
say. So we'll talk. And Frank, the reason I wanted to have Frank on, I always like to have Frank on. His brother owns one. They grew up in the Philippines, where I think it originated. It's either the Philippines or China. But we'll talk to Frank. I got a lot of stuff to do. We'll do some Bob Dylan stuff. So it's about time. Anyway, first of all, I had three comics that have been on this show. Johnny Beaner, John Egan, and Jessica Phillips. All came to Marinette to my annual football fundraiser for comedy. And I don't really have anything to do with football. Great. It was a really good turnout, so I'll look forward to having all of them on the show at some point. Johnny and I ended up getting a cheeseburger at Holy Week. So that's how glamorous showbiz can be, folks. I had to get out of those two things. If you ever hear from me that was sick, you probably never really cared for anyone that was sick.
One time where I lived with seven people, like my first year after the divorce, and that was when COVID was going around. And everyone got sick at like same way. Besides me, he's the weirdest thing.
That's hilarious. Hilarious. My wife has a clue. And this is her third illness. This time she's caught me rolling my eyes like twice when she's asked me. I'm like, okay, third time, really? I mean, love is love, but come on.
She can't control it.
She can't. I know that. And she's a teacher, and she's got like this immune system of iron, except for this year. I don't know what is going on. And one time I got it. You know what? I don't feel that bad about rolling my eyes because my wife is vindictive when it comes to her illnesses. She remembers who gave her what. She'll go, don't you remember that in 2006 when your dad gave me that cold? Like, our daughter, you know, remember the time she gave me, smallpox or whatever? That she just remembers everything. I'm like, you can't do that. You know, first of all, you have no proof of where you got something. Having said that, I'm pretty sure when I was 6 years old.
Sounds like a bad cough.
Yeah, something. There's whooping cough, RSV, influenza A and B, COVID. What's it? Oh, norovirus.
Yeah. That one's
insane.
That one looks scary.
I used to know more about norovirus. It doesn't just give you you just gotta go back.
So, I think it was last week, Duke was playing men's basketball. And one guy actually threw up on the court while he was playing. So I assume he had it.
Everybody else got it. That's like kind of
it's like it was like right on the, like right by the courtside seats too. they had like I don't know, the whole staff with towels down and stuff. Like they didn't have a mop or something, so they used towels.
Did everybody else clean up?
Yeah.
I think the school's anyway, I'm knocking on wood. I'm staying on a different floor of our house. I really don't There you go. Hey, that's awesome. It is February 3rd. I hope everybody had a great Groundhog Day. Did anybody watch Groundhog Day in commemoration? We talked about it a lot last week. We had Rick Overton on the show, and then we had Terry Barr on her birthday. We had her on the show. We were talking a little bit about Groundhog Day. Big news in show business. Beyonce won Country Music Album of the Year.
Did you see how surprised she looked when she won that?
I actually did not see it. No, she's surprised.
I didn't watch it. I just saw a video of it. Yeah, she was super surprised. Honestly, I think Post Malone should have won. I think he had a way better album.
So I'm familiar with these albums.
I love Post Malone, so maybe I'm biased, but...
Yeah, I think everyone was surprised. I mean, she won Album of the Year and Country Music Album of the Year. And I'm going to read a friend of mine on his Facebook post in regard to that I could use some back. Like with Pete Quava, Pacific Media, Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Allbaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, crying.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony, with a dance.
Bad news, he's been arrested.
Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home and wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. And sure, you still presume innocent, but since you can't afford bail, you lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it by fighting in cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Matt
and Air on Air.
Dan Schaefer,
civic media's political editor. No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Miss your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media
from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
WRCOFM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesome and funny throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com. And WRCOFM.
I was going to have that.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. Obtaining quality consignments of equipment, get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at Wilkinson Auctions.
People see that music is not yours alone.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's just not worth that much anger, folks. And it doesn't matter anyway. It doesn't prevent you from listening to what you want to listen to or that which makes you happy.
In a baseball hat.
But I get it. I kind of laugh sometimes. I'm like, this person's priorities are completely
ball and bat.
Offbeat.
Says I am the greatest player.
I mean, if the biggest thing in your life is showing after someone's win. And he tosses it's kind of crazy.
It is, though. There are people that, I told you a few weeks ago when Elon Musk and Mark Cuban were going at it on Twitter, and Musk had all these Twitter people coming to his defense, attacking Mark Cuban because he was disagreeing with Elon Musk. That's your identity in life. Choosing which billionaire you're going to go to bat for. While not using your own picture or likeness on Twitter, doing it all in anonymity, it's really weird.
Speaking of Mark Cuban, what do you think about that trade that happened?
You know, I just glanced at it. Here's my thing about when a trade happens in the NBA. LeBron, on some lists, has passed Michael Jordan as the greatest player.
Yeah.
Not I think most people still say Jordan, but Jordan, with every passing year, gets pushed farther back in people's memories. It's LeBron. No one ever beat Jordan when they made it to the finals. No one ever even took him to a Game 7. LeBron is great. I actually like LeBron off the court more than I like Jordan. But that legacy is impactful. So even if LeBron wins, what has he got? Four?
Yeah, he's got four rings. I think the thinking, just the longevity that he has in this league. Picks up his
ball. Yeah, and you know what? Stares at his bat. In terms of his greatness, you mean?
Yeah.
That could be, but I don't know that that was ever judged or used as a barometer before.
No, no, it definitely wasn't.
Jordan hung it up, played baseball for 2 years, came back, hung it up, then played for the Wizards, and, you know, not to make excuses again, I don't care. It doesn't affect me, Cowboy Carter. But, yeah, there's no question LeBron's great, and he's bigger. He's a different player. But I think my guess is he wants a couple more rings to be more in that conversation.
Well, now they got Luka Doncic, and that's a great pickup for the Lakers. Now it's supper
time. He's really getting the hang of it. And his mama calls.
Just a little bit.
He's getting little boy starts home. So we've got some. Our question of the night is: do you agree with Punxsutawney? How do you feel? Really, the question is: how do you feel about Sycamore? That is a fact. Happy? Do you want to with Punxsutawney, Phil? I mean, open your eyes. Like that's what I'm saying. Says I am the greatest. Mark from Prairie to Sac says, oh, this is not related to that, but what we were talking about before. Norovirus symptoms, severe vomiting and diarrhea. Yeah. And I think, Mark, it's highly contagious, if I remember reading correctly. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody wants norovirus. It's another one.
Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home.
Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned. Any water comes as yet I feel like in those hills I still belong. But new to genre professionally, away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. And again, I'm not a country music fan necessarily. I'm not a hater. Like something
the cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. But as I sit so here today, many miles
no,
I
he,
am away
he's been doing
from
every
the place
different genre.
I wrote my
yeah, like, and that's just like he did the same thing that Beyonce
where
did.
The oak and blackjack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Yes, we need the snow. That's true.
Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
I can't bring on the snow. We've already got it. It's not like I know 63 weather's right around the corner, so yes, bring the snow. Mark from Prairie to Sac is another reason you can get at Framagination on the square or underground meets on Willie Street.
Now as I turn life a page to the land of the great Osage in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Where the black oil rolls and flows and the snow white cotton grows in those Oklahoma hills where I was born.
And I think there are words that are specific to Wisconsin.
Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Tom from Jackson also says cross country skiing is a lot of work. That's true. It's a great work. That's why I want to do it.
Was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Senior year of high school, I wished for a year with no winter. Lots of driving around.
In the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
Good country skis, they become unused. I gave up snowmobiling. And Monica says, she's in Mount Warwick, says, one plus about the prediction is that I feel like less of a slog if I spend more time binge-watching shows, yes, when it's crappy outside. There are fewer legitimate excuses for not being a couch potato when it's nice outside.
This ain't no bringing up and waking up and making up one more time.
Couch potatoes, thank you very much. I'll get the rest of your text coming up shortly after the news. Eli Wolf will be here, comedian based in Madison. We'll talk about Billy Cree too. Hey, Travel, Mike, on Civic Media.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Sources tell ABC News that a plan to fold the U.S. Agency for International Development into the State Department is well underway, which contradicts Secretary Marco Rubio's letter that called the move a possibility. Point man on government efficiency, Elon Musk essentially shut down the operation. Jeremy Kleindike is past leader at USAID.
An unelected private citizen with cover from the president can go in and just destroy an independent federal agency without any sort of congressional oversight, without any sort of restraints from the law. That is a really, really dangerous playbook.
The Senate confirmed Chris Wright's nomination for Energy Secretary. The fossil fuel exec has been one of that industry's loudest voices against fighting climate change. After extracting concessions from Canada and Mexico, President Trump paused 25% tariffs on their exports for at least a month. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Turnovers kill the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Memphis out-rebounded the Bucks, 61-36. That's just half the game. The Bucks let the game slip away in the fourth quarter.
Game loaded. We did that stretch of games. Take care of the ball, make sure we get a shot on every possession.
Memphis has now beat Milwaukee the last seven times in a row, dating back to January of 2022. And now the Bucks have to play the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City, a men's feast game at the Pettit Ice Center in Milwaukee. They're stoked for their second place silver medal in the 500 years. That's Memphis Street for 22 wins in competition. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs. Philadelphia Eagles rise in Orleans to the Super Bowl are coming up this Sunday night. Kickoff at 5:30. Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Carter may officially never have held the title of artist, unless you count making The Way You Live Your Life absolute artistry. The former president, who passed away in December, was honored with his fourth Grammy for his audiobook, The Last Sunday in Plains, a centennial celebration. Fourth Grammy, and he wasn't even in the biz. Start doing Ye, formerly known as Kanye, and his wife, Bianca Censori, who might be AI personified, were unaware there was a dress code at the Grammys. Ye and his best girl were trying to sneak in under the radar and not attract any attention, and didn't until Bianca dropped her coat, revealing she was wearing nothing, or a sheer mini dress that hid nothing. Apparently all her pantsuits were in the wash. Quick Google search will reveal that she shouldn't have even bothered wearing said sheer mini dress, which is the same thing I wore for the Grammys, but I was watching from my own home. Girl. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies for the overnight as lows drop to the upper single digits. Wind chills around 0 to 5 below thanks to a gusty northwest wind. Plenty of clouds Tuesday, highs in the upper teens to lower 20s. Wintry mix Wednesday. It's 21 at our studios.
Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, crazy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Alba. Hey everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our old friend Luke Mathers. Join us for that at What's Worse.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening. listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Coming. How do you feel about six more weeks of winter? I don't like it. Conrad doesn't like it. The snowplow's driving by probably loves it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At 7:20, Frank Anderson will be here. He's the founder of WisconsinAllergy.com. Definitely worth a look if you're into all things Wisconsin. Frank knows more about the state than I think probably anyone I've ever met. He's also a producer, musician, director, and one of our favorites here at 7:20. Right now, we're about to welcome a new guest. I just met this young man recently. He's a Madison-based stand-up comedian and soon to be a nightlife favorite, I'm sure, joining us over the stream is Eli Wills. Eli, how are you?
I'm here, Pete. I love it. I love this technology, man. I'm kind of, always nervous that I'm going to make it into the studio, and there I am. It's like I'm sitting in the chair next to you.
You're here, buddy. It's good to meet you, and I am saying your name correctly, right?
Eli Wills.
All right.
You nailed it. Like, it's I get a lot of Wilts. A lot of people like to do the Wills. Eli Wills.
Wills is better. I would say that.
I said, I was going to say, Schwabe's got to be a pretty big stage name. I would have loved to bring some of our stage. Schwabe. A lot of fun.
I don't know if it was or not. It definitely, I think it's memorable on some level, but I don't think it's a very sexy name per se. Or,
well,
Schwabe, 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 Schwabe. It's just the turn. I have to spell it for everyone when I talk to customer service. Yes. That's all I know.
Yeah. Well, hey, I don't know if comics are supposed to be sexy, so we'll take it as we go.
My fair skin and Schwabe certainly take me out of that category.
Yes.
Listen, it's great to meet you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's start a relationship here, man. Let's get you known and get you famous tonight, like listeners. So you're from Cincinnati. You're a Madison-based stand-up comedian. Tell us a little more.
Yeah, so I, like you said, I was born in Cincinnati, Ohio. I actually eventually moved up to Madison, DOA, Indiana, for some work. And once I moved up to Madison, is where I started doing stand-up comedy. I think a little ignorantly, I was like one of those guys who was like, well, Chris Farley's from Madison. I'm in Madison now. I might as well pick up the old comedy gene. And I moved here probably about 2019. I didn't start doing comedy until very poorly timed. I think I took my first improv class about 6 months before the pandemic. And it ended up working out really well. Like, you know, I started out doing improv, done a bunch of improv since then and before, but it's through kind of that pandemic break where I got to meet a bunch of the Madison comedians and started writing in different ways. And I say, obviously a lot of terrible things about the pandemic. The good thing about it is I think a lot of the comics use this time to move on to bigger and better places. So a lot of the folks who were in Madison moved to bigger cities. Once I was here, there was a ton of opportunity to kind of get to bigger and bigger.
I haven't heard that. That's pretty interesting. So they left Madison for bigger cities because of the pandemic, or just they thought that was a good opportunity to go pay cheaper rent in a bigger city or something, or what?
Yeah, I think it was a lot of people just like, as a comic that's in a Midwest city, I know we all go back and forth on this. Do you move? When do you move? What should you be doing to kind of get those bigger opportunities? I don't think it's quite as necessary to move as it once was, but I think a lot of people, had those months to year of planning, but they wanted to do with their comedy career. They took the opportunity to kind of take the
I was sitting to outside in the markets front yard.
And, I think a little bit of like, well, nothing's going on here. There's stuff going on in other places.
Old man walks by and
kind of left a little bit of a
this thing called
It seems like, when I did stand up in the 90s, I started in Chicago, and there was enough work where you never had the time. I mean, there's just a city where there was, and place to get your chops when you stand up. Is there a stage line for a town the size of Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's obviously, it's all I know, so I'm biased, but I think it's one of the best places in the country.
I was getting some pink in my color.
Next door,
lady says,
the reasons for that,
fine young men like you should be married with some children.
And one of the premier things about that venue is their Wednesday night open mic. Same thing to do, but they do it every week. And so
if I want to kick back and steal, kiss on the ground.
But as a result of this, there's a lot of great local show producers. There's an open mic at least, you know, every time a week. And then you kind of talked about it, that proximity to working the road, kind of getting used to that culture. It's really good. You're driving just from Milwaukee, Chicago,
that's great. And you also have Minneapolis, 2 to 3 hours away. It's another great comedy bounce. So yeah, Madison actually is a really good location. Everyone I know that's come out of there, I mean, it's such good comedians. I just worked with Johnny Hanger, has a fundraiser today. Saturday. Oh my gosh, yeah, he's been on the show before too. I'm a huge fan of a lot of Madison comedians. But let's talk about your connection to one of these on Nightlights just a couple of weeks ago.
Well, yeah, well, it's really funny. I've got a few, obviously, every time I do these episodes beforehand, I'm scrolling through, and I'm like, oh, I know that person. That's Olivia Witt. That's one of my really good friends. And she started stand-up before me. We met each other in Madison, actually, in improv class at Monkey Business Institute, which is one of the improv schools here. Madison.
She talks about and, we were actually, along with us,
Olivia and another friend of mine, Ryan Kushner, we were in this competition called Merch Madness, which was an improv March Madness competition about during that March of the pandemic. So you improv, you get voted off, all that type of stuff. It's a lot of fun. Of course, it gets shut down during the pandemic. Bad timing to be doing this related. So Ryan and Olivia and I were just like, hey, guys, by the way, our rainy day or stormy night. You want to hop on Zoom calls and just start writing stuff. So we did that. We started writing stuff. Ryan kind of went out on a limb and started submitting us to festivals. We got a little bit of buzz that way, which is really, really fun. We formalized with one of his stand-up groups, this sketch comedy group. Called Great Group Bubbly. But as a result of that, you know, once stuff started coming back, stand-up came back to improv. So Olivia was one of the first people to be like, hey, you've done the sketch writing, you've done the improv stuff, have you ever considered trying stand-up? And she invited me up to an open mic, and the rest is history.
My life was black and white, but she had so about Silly Streams newsletter, and I think that's interesting, and then I have a couple more questions, because I'm kind of fascinated that he seems to like to talk about comedy just as much as you like to do it. So tell us a little bit about Silly Streams.
Well, I think, you know, I think that's what anybody who actually becomes a comedian starts with, is if you're a fan, almost like you've done something before you I think about that a lot, and I think one of the things that someone always told me when I first started out doing comedy is, you're a serious fan of this. Your taste for comedy is going to outlive you for a very long time. So you're going to struggle with doing comedy because you're going to think you're doing a bad job because you like it so much and you want to do this stuff. And your ability to do it is going to be less than your ability to do it and actually achieve those results. And so I kind of take that as like almost of like, how can I do it? Study this in a way. How can I take being very silly and seriously in a way where I can study the people that are great, study the people that are having a good job of it? And one of the ways I do that is through this Silly Street newsletter. It's Silly Street, folks in Madison, who are my friends on the Silly Street down here. And it's a comedy newsletter where I highlight all of the school then. To be at.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral.
It's like, oh God, I got so drunk last night. Hopefully no one has a high definition photograph of that.
Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large collection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647.
All right, guys, I know a lot of us are here on dates with our significant others. We can laugh at things we don't agree with.
Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day.
My girlfriend hates that.
Order early to enter our $250 giveaway to open season.
The wedding was back in my hometown.
And I like going back to my hometown. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Ask me for advice on
start your morning right with a hearty breakfast at River Valley FFA Pancake Breakfast. Join them Sunday, February 16th from 8 a.m. until noon. At the Plain American Legion. Enjoy delicious pancakes while supporting River Valley FFA's career development and leadership programs. Adults eat for just $8, kids 5 to 10 for $5, and little ones 4 and under eat free. Don't miss out. Come hungry and support a great cause. For more information, call 608-588-2554.
Hey, Eli, where's the best place to get weed in Cincinnati, Ohio?
Or email peyton.miley@rbschools.org. See you there.
His mom hates to sell it in the house.
Mark your calendars.
Who's the best bartender in Cincinnati, Ohio?
Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th
older brother.
At the Richmond Community Center.
He sells us hot vodka in a Gatorade bottle for $20.
For this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items.
I love concessions
provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse.
The kind where the audience is just $5.
Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it.
It gets the end of it where you're really pulling the rug out from under them. They're not so sure at the start. They think they figure it out. You change it up right at the last minute anyway to get them so confident they're going to yell out and, you know, I said, I love jokes. Like I said, the joke I like a lot because it's one of those things where it's a punchline that doesn't make sense out of context. I think that's like a thing that I like when you can write something up where it's like, you had to set them up to get where they wanted to be to get the result of that joke. Garrett's basement isn't funny in any other context except
Well, I would think that whole bit would go over very well in Wisconsin because we all know Garrett.
Yeah.
So I think, especially with the drinking that takes place in this state, I think you're probably okay. So do you have any gigs coming up, Eli?
Yeah, well said. I think the main one is hopefully the people listening to the Olivia episode are paying attention too, because she's actually performing this show. It's our next Silly Street show at Working Draft Beer Company down here in Madison. It's a show I run every month. It's kind of my flagship show of producing, and it's February 13th, so right the Thursday right before Valentine's Day. So looking for a hot date, no better place to do it than comedy at Working Draft.
And that's a great show, too. Olivia will be there. She was a lot of fun to talk to on the show. We'll talk more with Eli after a very short break here. Maybe you could give us those dates again and where that is. I want to ask Eli. There's also more improv and sketch. So we'll talk about that, too, and discuss what kind of scene is happening in Madison in regard to other forms of comedy. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlife in the Civic Media Radio Network.
An emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my hands.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alma Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I am a Civil War reenactor. I'm just a Civil War reenactor for how it happened in Wisconsin. So I just like to get dressed up, smoke a pipe, and wait for word from the front.
Letter called Silly Street and produces a once a month comedy show in beer company. The show will be in February. Is it 13th or 15th?
13th. I think we're before the 13th, whatever the Thursday okay. Before that.
And Olivia Webb will be there, so that sounds like a really fun show. So let's talk about several comedy. I'm kind of surprised, like, you've only been doing this 4 years. You've got quite a few things. It seems like you pretty much eat, sleep, and breathe comedy, like whether it's stand-up, sketch, improv, writing this newsletter, producing shows. What do you like doing better, producing comedy shows and bringing other people into the fold, or actually performing?
Oh, I love performing. I love producing. I love all of it, or else I wouldn't do all of it. I would say the thing that's weird is I always get more nervous than I do performing. I think producing, you want everybody to put on a good show, you want everything to go great. There's no more nerve-wracking feeling than, you know, the 45 minutes before a show and the seats aren't quite as cool as you wanted to be, and you're hoping, you know, ticket sales aren't quite what you wanted to do, and you're hoping the people turn up because, you know, you put yourself out there, doing stand-up, you know, these are jokes I've written, this is stuff I'm confident in. You got to be confident in the strangers to put butts in the seats and not always make sure. I want people to, they pay money for a show, I want to make sure they have a good show, so.
That's really interesting, and you're right. If the comics don't do well, that is a reflection on you, or if you have a heckler or someone who gives a comedian that maybe is a friend of yours a hard time, that's kind of a reflection on you. Kind of like the middleman there. I understand how that could be nerve-wracking. Talk about, you just said before you went to the Montreal Sketch Fest.
Oh, Toronto Sketch Fest.
What's that like for people who haven't been to a comedy festival? What's that experience like?
Well, listen, it's a little bit like, you know, summer camp for comics is the way that I always like to joke about it, because it is this situation where you've got all of these venues all around town. Usually there's a bunch of comics in town that are kind of bouncing around to all of these different shows. And it typically, what people do is it's good for networking, but it's a great way to kind of get your name out there and venues, particularly people who my stage of my career, but, you know, I don't have a ton of legit fans who are coming to sell out stadiums in, you know, Toronto, Canada for me. It's a great way to kind of get out and meet people and producers and comics from these other areas throughout the country. Because, like you said, I'm sure when you started in Chicago, the stage time is there in Chicago to stay siloed, but you meet all the same people doing all the same thing. It's a great way to go and meet other people throughout the country.
It is, and I'll tell you, I was the only comedy festival I was ever at. I was invited to the Just for Laughs festival in Montreal. It was New Face. Oh, heck yeah. 97. New Face to everybody else, at least.
Dude, I'm always so surprised those new faces. It's always guys who've been doing it forever. They're like, who's the new faces? And I'm like, yeah. So this new guy I just found out is a 15-year veteran.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much how it was. But, like, when you get up there, you know, there's all this pressure going in where people on the flight up and the van from the airport to the hotel in a city you've never been to before, and you've got these managers saying, oh, you'll definitely get a development deal. This is the place when you're... And, like, there was 30 new faces, and two or three guys got development deals, and the rest of us got, like, you know, 5 to 10 business cards from potential managers, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was a good experience, but that's nerve-wracking, too. You get nervous before you go up when something is at stake, like you said before. You don't really get that nervous when you go on stage, or are you more nervous when you're producing something? But what's it like when there's something really at stake for you as a comedian?
Yeah, I mean, that's when the nerves really happen, because just to put it in context, I'm also a member of Atlas Improv Company, which is the place I do shows at, you know, 4 times a weekend, and I comedy on stage all the time. Those venues, when you're at them, you do it all the time, you kind of, you know, you have the normal stage nerves, but you're in your element. These are places that you're used to performing at, and you kind of feel like crush it. It's when you get into those, you know, you're going to a venue in, a new city that you've never been to before. You're trying to, for the most time, someone has booked you off in a trip, so they've seen you online, but they might not have met you or seen you in person, which is clearly a totally different experience for how you take in time. So you want to make sure that you're, like, you're almost nervous of being like, you took a chance on me. I want to make sure you didn't screw up. I don't want you to look like an idiot, like you made a dumb decision for booking me. I did a festival in Bozeman, Montana, and after the first night, one of the guys that booked me was like, hey, no one else on this festival wanted to book you. I wanted to book you. I was the one who put my thumb on the scale to John, and I was like, you didn't need to tell me that, man. Now I'm super nervous that if this were this up, they're going to be mad.
It could just be a humble brag, too, or something. We've got a text here from 608. Anna says, Pete Eli is mentioned in the January 2025 issue of Madison Magazine about the Madison Comedy Center. He's mentioned as one of six Madison indie producers. Hey, that's pretty cool. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that was really awesome. It's one of those things where I didn't actually know it was happening until I kind of heard it being published. Because I think there, limited resources on how many folks there is to actually get the interview. So what was really validating about that process is like what that means is that my other comics who were interviewed in that article had to put my name up as a person. That was super cool because it's just really validating, a lot of the local comedy process can be, you're working with bars, you're working with venues, you're entertaining once a lot of times. Grind really hard for limited results. And so what that meant to me was like, hey, there's a lot of people in this scene doing great work, and they think I'm doing great work as well. So I really appreciated that write-up. That was really, really sweet.
That's awesome, and thank you for the text, Anna. Eli, can you stick around through the news for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
All right, we're going to talk to Eli about Improv scene in Madison, which I know even less about. I just mentioned Atlas Improv. And
Carroll County's pointed out as kind of square.
Nightlight after Civic Media's award.
The biggest thing that happens
tells you what's
is
up.
The
this
county
is
fair.
Nightlight on Civic Media. Great.
I guess that's why it seems like such a big event. What do we all call the Carroll County accident? The wreck was on the highway just inside the line. Walter Browning lost his life in Forest Hill. It seemed that Mary Ellen Jones.
Sports from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, China countering President Trump's across-the-board tariffs on Chinese products with tariffs on certain U.S. imports. China will also launch an antitrust investigation into Google and other trade measures. As for tariffs on Mexico and Canada, after talks, those are temporarily paused and in place for the next 30 days. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says El Salvador has agreed to take violent criminals from the U.S., and that includes American citizens.
He has offered to house in his jails dangerous American criminals in custody in our country, including those of U.S. citizenship and legal residence.
Democrats in Congress sounding off against the shutdown of the U.S. Agency for International Development. Elon Musk telling USAID employees not to come to the Washington offices this week.
They stormed into a federal office and purged employees.
Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii. This is ABC News.